Republican Jason Chaffetz, who represents Utah's 3rd District, is leaving office effective the end of this month. His departure calls for a special election, which will be combined with municipal elections. Wasatch County is part of the 3rd Congressional District and will have a chance to vote for his replacement. The Republican Party changed their bylaws for the convention nominating process, taking it from 60% to 50.1%. After 5 rounds of voting, former state legislator Chris Herod received the nomination with about 55% of delegates. Wasatch County Republican Party Chairman Morgan Murdoch attended as a delegate and explains the new voting system used at the convention.
It was web-based, and so we all went to a certain website that was secure. Each delegate had a specific code to log in, and we were able to vote that way. And the results were pretty much immediate. Yeah, we just had to wait a few minutes. So we heard speeches from all of the candidates, and then we proceeded to vote. And there were 5 rounds of voting, and at the end of those 5 rounds, we had a winner from convention.
Republican candidates John Curtis and Tanner Ainge both gathered at least 7,000 signatures, which qualifies them to be on the Republican primary ballot, regardless of the convention outcome.
Yeah, Mayor John Curtis, Provo mayor, I believe he collected 14,000 signatures or so. So he will be on the ballot. And then the other candidate is Tanner Ainge, son of basketball star Danny Ainge. So from my understanding, there will be those 3 individuals on the ballot for the August 15th primary.
Murdoch commends state delegates who showed up to vote in the special election. He hoped there would be more delegates from other communities, but only 700 of the district's 1,100 attended.
You know, Wasatch only has about 40 state delegates compared to Utah County and other counties. It's not very many. There were 1,100 delegates in the 3rd Congressional District, but I was really impressed with some of our state delegates. They take their elected responsibilities very seriously.
Democratic Party convention rules require 60% in order to win the nomination. Utah Democrats overwhelmingly selected Kathy Allen, a doctor from Cottonwood Heights, with 77% of the delegate vote. After Congressman Jason Chaffetz commented that poor people might have to sacrifice getting a new iPhone in exchange for better health insurance, Allen's donations soared. She now has almost $700,000 raised from her crowd pack. The primary election is August 15th. For more information on voter registration deadlines, go to www.utah.gov/ltgovernor.com. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.